Welcome to Puentes, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guests on this edition are Chair of the Hearts for Autism Board, Abel Covarrubias, and Camp New Amigos Liaison, Amanda Morton. Thank you for coming out. And we're bridging the community now with a third annual Mariposa Masquerade Ball, which is going to be held this year, March 31st, 5:30 to 11 p.m. at New Mexico Farm and Ranch Museum, 4100 Dripping Springs Road. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Emily.
Abel, tell me a little bit about yourself, how you became the chair for the Autism Board.
My name is Abel Covarrubias, and I'm the chair of the Hearts for Autism Board. And that was established 2 years ago at the Community Foundation of Southern New Mexico. I actually am the CEO for Aprendamos Intervention Team, and we had a family member who approached us 2 years ago that wanted to make a difference in regards to increasing awareness about autism. And she and I got together and we established the fund at the Community Foundation of Southern New Mexico.
And tell us a little bit about what autism is. Amanda, would you like to tell us?
Autism is a disability that's known as a triad. It affects three different parts of development: communication, social interaction, and then the last part is repetitive movements. So that's what autism is and kind of an overview of it.
And how are you involved with the organization?
I'm the summer camp liaison, so I work between Aprendamos and Hearts for Autism Fund, as well as New Mexico State University, to put together Camp New Amigos. And that's a summer camp for children with autism located in Las Cruces.
And what age group?
It's 5, and the oldest is 15 right now, but we are looking to expand our age range here in Las Cruces.
And what do you do?
I help facilitate the needs of the summer camp, so I work with the special education department and Dr. Cronin, who is the professor in charge, and she puts together camp, and then I make sure the Community Foundation is aware of what we're doing, planning activities, spreading the word in the community, and letting everyone know about the camp that we have. I think the camp is a wonderful opportunity. This is our third year, and when we first started, we only had 12 children, but this year we're going to open it up to 50 children. We've had a lot of donations through the Hearts for Autism Masquerade Ball, and we've had other donations come in, so we've really been able to open it up to a lot more children and add a lot more activities. When we first started, we had just your basic, you know, sports activities, but now we have horseback riding, and we're going to do kayaking, and a lot of wonderful new events have been added because of all the support we've received from the community.
And where is it located?
It's held in the auditorium or the gym at New Mexico State, the Activity Center.
And Abel, tell us more about the Masquerade Ball and more about autism, if you would, please.
Yes, this will be our third annual Masquerade Ball. We're really lucky. We have a very giving community. I know last year we had 400 participants. This year we hope to have 350 participants come together and join us for an evening of inspiration and hope for children with autism spectrum disorders.
And what are those?
Oh, so autism is known as kind of an umbrella. So you have autism, and that's the top of the umbrella, and then underneath it you can have higher functioning autism, which is also known as Asperger's, or you can have all these, you know, four or five other different disabilities, but they're all under the autism spectrum umbrella.
So are there a lot of needs then in this community for that?
The unique thing about the fund is that it sponsors training for families as well as community partners. So through the Masquerade Ball, we're able to raise funds to bring in national speakers to Las Cruces. We have participants coming from Alamogordo, Silver City, El Paso, and it's really amazing. We've averaged about 100 participants at every training. They come together. You have families. You have providers from school districts, early intervention companies. So it's a great opportunity to increase awareness about the different treatment approaches related to autism.
Is there anything new in a treatment approach?
You'll hear a lot of different ideas about treatment. So the main one that you'll probably hear about is applied behavior analysis, and that's a type of intervention therapy. But you'll also hear different interventions such as the gluten-free and casein-free diet and, you know, vitamin B and vitamin D, you know, things like that. So it really just depends on what professional you're listening to and what you believe as a provider or as a parent about the different treatment approaches out there. I really like being involved with different events that Aprendamos has or Community Foundation. So Aprendamos right now is supporting a social skills event. So we have social skills events 2 times a month for children in the community who have autism, and it's open to anyone, any age. It can be typically developing peers, or it can be children with autism. So really trying to reach out to the community and so have them join our events. We go bowling and swimming, and we do lots of other community events. Also, there is an autism run in El Paso that's going to be on March 31st, and New Mexico State is putting together a team this year. There's an autism cohort in the special education department, and they've decided that they want to sponsor a team, and we're trying to win the biggest team this year at the race. So that's also another way the community could come out and support us, would be the run in El Paso. And we're also trying to join the Light It Up Blue campaign, which is going to be on April 2nd, and that's where you light up some big monument in your town. So El Paso's doing the star, and it's in honor of Autism Awareness Month, so we're trying to get a mountain lit up. April is Autism Awareness Month, so we're trying to really reach out to the community. We're going to go to the farmers market and hand out flyers and brochures about autism awareness and signs to look out for. We're going to be represented at that run in El Paso from New Mexico State, so we're really doing everything we can to really be out and involved in the community and let everyone know that there is options if your child has autism. There's lots of different things you can participate in and be involved with.
Abel, would you tell us what Aprendamos is?
Yes, Emily. Aprendamos is a New Mexico family infant toddler program. So we're one of three agencies here in Doñana County. You have Tresco Tots, Mecca Therapies, and Aprendamos intervention team that provide early intervention services for children, eligible children, birth to 3 years of age. The Hearts for Autism Fund does have a board in place made up of several community partners that will make decisions regarding what trainings we're going to bring to the community and to help oversee the funds at the Community Foundation of Southern New Mexico.
Okay. And the next training that we have is April 14th, and it's 10 Essential Skills for Autism.
Do you know what the 10 are?
No, I don't, but I'm going to go to that training and find out.
Okay. Did you imagine or dream that this would be happening here in Las Cruces?
You know what, Emily, I think it's a dream come true, and I think it was all started by that one family member, mother who had a son with autism that really wanted to make a difference for other families in this community. And I truly feel that we've impacted many families, many providers. We all come together every couple of months to attend these trainings and really increase awareness about autism. The summer camp is probably the only other camp besides the one up in Albuquerque in the state of New Mexico. So we're really making great gains here in Las Cruces. We're really proud to have this for families and children. And so, yes, it's been a dream come true to see this come alive and the community to come together for this great cause.
And this year, the theme is Arabian Nights.
Our committee selected that. We usually regroup after every masquerade ball, and we started planning this a year ago. And so we had some committee members that wanted to kind of do something a little different and get people excited about the event. So we're really excited about the event. We have a lot of neat surprises that night that are going to happen that I think the community will be very happy to see.
And this, again, an evening of entertainment. There'll be food. And who are your mysterious mask guests you can't talk about?
We can't talk about that, but we have some great surprises. We have music, and it's just an opportunity for us to all come together as a community and just support this great cause.
So your special speakers are at the trainings, not at this event.
Yes, our special speakers are national speakers that have come in from California, various places, to Las Cruces to provide their knowledge about autism to the community.
So again, this will be Saturday, March 31st, the third annual Mariposa Masquerade Ball, Arabian Nights, an evening of inspiration and hope for children with autism spectrum disorders at New Mexico Farm and Ranch Museum, 4100 Dripping Springs Road, from 5:30 to 11 o'clock.
And one of the neat things about the Masquerade Ball, it's going to fall on March 31st, so it's an opportunity to kick off the Autism Awareness Month in April. Emily, we have sold 280 tickets, so we only have 70 tickets left. So if you're interested, want to join us for a great evening of inspiration and hope, they can contact Felicia Olivas at 575-526-6682. And I would like to welcome the community to actually visit our website, which is heartsforautismlc.com. And they can actually see pictures from last year's Masquerade Ball.
Well, thank you very much, both Abel Covarrubias and Amanda Morton.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome.